as we sing together and as we worship together, Father God, we magnify you. Just give the Lord a praise and a hand clap. Come on, as we magnify him tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
Tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, when I said goodbye to the past, I said goodbye to it last night. Amen. That was yesterday. This is today. Hey, I even said goodbye to this morning. You know why? Because Jesus is the God of the now. That means at 6:20. What happened at 6 o'clock? Guess what? It's behind me. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, look what the Lord has done. Come on.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Yeah.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Well, look what
the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Well,
now the lame man was sitting outside the gate, begging alms of those who entered in. When Peter and John came upon him, the lame man was expecting of him. But he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give it all to thee. That's when the Spirit hit the lame man and he leaped to his feet, crying, look what the Lord's done for me. Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. We're just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Oh, come on.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Now I was
bound by the chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope and no peace. Well, my sins were as scarlet. He washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul can rejoice, cause I made it my choice. I got the peace and everything I need. Now my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can't you see what he's done for me? Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me with just. to praise him. Look what the Lord has done. I was bound by the chains of darkness and sin. I had no hope and no peace of mind. Well, my sins were as scarlet. He washed them white as snow, and he opened up my blinded eyes. Now my soul can rejoice, cause I made it my choice. I've got the peace and everything I need. And now my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can't you see what he's done for me? And look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. More the same.
Oh, come on.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Whoa. 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 Well, now the lame man was sitting outside the gate,
begging alms of those who entered in. When Peter and John came up on him, the lame man was expected from him. But he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give it unto thee. When the Spirit hit the lame man and he leaped to his feet, crying, look what the Lord's done for me. Hey, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind.
Boy.
He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Oh, come on.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Oh,
yeah. I want a testimony from last night. Okay, here's a testimony. Listen.
Maybe not from last night, but Thursday night. I just want to tell you, these two little boys were in the bathtub, and Jaden asked me, he said, Granny, where does God live? And so they just opened up the door, and I told him, I said, he can live in our heart if we want him to. And I said, you know, Jesus died, and on the third day he rose from the dead and gone to heaven now, and he can live in our hearts. He said, so Jesus is a ghost? And I said, no, he's a spirit. And I said, he can live in our heart. He said, well, I want him to live in my heart.
Amen.
Oh, right. Said, I want him to live in my heart. So these two little boys stand there stark naked, and we dried them off, and we prayed the sinner's prayer.
Amen.
Glory to God. Woo! Amen. Woo!
Yeah. Well, look what the Lord has done.
Say, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind.
What?
He saved me. Just in time, I'm gonna praise his name. He's evermore the same.
Oh, yes. Come on.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Now, somebody else. I need a testimony. Somebody else. Okay. All right. Come on, brother. Testify.
I want to thank the Lord tonight for my family. Tonight it was wonderful to see my kids singing, my wife shouting and praising the Lord. There's nothing greater than when you see your kids worshiping the God that you know. And I praise you.
I also want to praise Amen. God because my boss and my two co-workers came with me last night. Yes, we couldn't stay for the whole thing, but what we did get was awesome, and it planted a seed. So that's all that matters. It planted a seed, and that's awesome.
Woo! Hallelujah! Now I tell you what. Don't ask anybody to camp meet and not expect everything to happen that they think is it going to happen, right? The only thing that didn't happen that a certain individual asked was we didn't bring out the snakes. Testimony. All right. Testimony. All right. Well, look what the Lord has done.
Said, look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. Years ago, we were in camp meeting, probably one of the first camp meetings we had. Bill Smith was here, and he taught us that song. Now, I don't know how long, that was a long time ago. He said, I want to teach you all a new song. And you know what? Some songs never get old.
All right.
Because what they do is they stir you up and they make you start thinking about how great God is.
All
you know, could I walk? We're talking about overflow, folks. Can I walk by somebody like the lame man and I reach out his hand and believe and say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk? Now, that's overflow.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're talking about. God have in me enough anointing of you. Church, lay these petty things aside.
Amen.
They don't amount to a hill of beans.
Amen.
But if it's going to rob you of your victory, then let it go just like the ocean. Let it flow on by. It's not worth it. Amen. He's the overflow, isn't he? Amen. Now remember, you're just walking down the road, and that anointing's just touching everybody you see. Everybody.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing.
How wide, how long, how high is
mercy reign.
Tonight, amen. Let the mercy of God rain on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got filled with the Holy Ghost a long time ago, but I'm getting refilled tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that in the midst of any kind of conflict or turmoil, we overcome because we've been redeemed. Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You said, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Wait just a minute. Y'all just keep playing. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, there are Christians who go through their life. They love the Lord. They're doing the works for God, and they're in chains. They're in chains because they refuse to accept the fact that they've got a problem. The ghosts from their past. You can even be a pastor. You can be a preacher. And there'll be some things that you've not dealt with. And it's a ghost from your past. I'm telling you what, church, it's the time to deal with the things that you're trying to hide. God knows all about them. He's not going to reject you. My goodness, you're his child. Why walk around in bondage and in chains? Because there may be somebody in front of you one day that says, I need help. And because you're chained with the chain that they're chained with, you can't do a thing about it. Sing that first verse.
Seems like all I see is a struggle. I was haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. Always wondering how long is this gonna last?
You want your shackles off tonight?
Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting this fight. It's already been won. I am redeemed. You said, shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. am redeemed. I'm redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy. Named by the voice of my shame and regret. Oh, but I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet. I am redeemed. You set me free. Oh, I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. Don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his days long dead and gone. Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains and wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Thank God, redeemed.
Hallelujah. Church, I got a word for you. The Lord says, you know, we can sing a good song, but can we walk the walk? Can we walk the love walk? When somebody just absolutely, it doesn't matter, they can look at you wrong and you want to slap them. Can you love them? Now listen, and it may be somebody that goes to church with you. But there can be personality conflicts and there can be problems. But I'm telling you right here now, church, you'll never go where God wants to take you if you let people and their whatever's going on in their lives make you angry and frustrate you and upset you. You're going to be limited every time you try to do something. Now, this is overflow and this is camp meeting. It's time to get down home. It's time for the church of God to start letting those petty things, stop letting them keep you from worshiping God. Well, if they're going to act like that, I'm just not going to do that anymore. Come on, church. And God's looking down and say, and you want the overflow? I'm mad, church. Let's worship. If you're having conflicts in your life, then it may be you need to be the one to put down the weapon of conflict and decide, I'm going on with God. I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise Him. And there ain't anybody that's worth me losing my joy. You may be listening on this tonight, or you may be listening to this sometime down the road, but I'm telling you what, I don't care how good you sing. I don't care how high you throw your arms. And I don't care how many times you can run around or whatever you do, if you're not walking the love walk. And that means when my enemy smacks me, I turn around and I say, well, you know, Jesus loves you. You say, now, wait a minute, Pastor Laverne. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. If they steal your cloak, what did He say do? Give them another one. You know why? Because His vengeance is not mine. I'm His child. there may be somebody that you might need to go and say, you know, I'm sorry that I've been like a jerk to you. Oh, now wait just a minute. Then you're a coward. Oh, my. Now I've gone to meddling. I'm sorry, but we're going to stay small and just jump up and down on the inside of our churches until we get the victory over the flesh and over the things that the enemy uses to try to destroy what he wants to use you for. And when you walk out of this church, you're no different than when you came in. Now, I don't preach here. But when the Spirit of God begins to speak to me, I will not be put in the middle of people who cannot get along. I'm going on with God. And who's going with me? And that means you've got to love people who act the way you don't think they ought to act. And it may be your husband. You say, oh, pray for my husband. Well, you know what? I'll pray for you to be what God's called you to be. And if he wants prayer, he can ask me. You've got to get mad sometime. I refuse to stay small. Now, they may think I'm a wimp. But I tell you what, I don't go around with burdens on my shoulders. Because I can love. And I can look at people in the eye and say, well, you know what? God loves you. And if he's given me grace, then I can give you grace. Let's sing it.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship your holy name.
Wait just a minute. Now, I'm under my husband's authority. So I just don't want anybody to get nervous that I'm up here doing something that's not under my pastor's authority. But this altar's open. And I tell you what, if you have any thought in your head against anybody, you want to see revival, you want to see your children saved, you want to see your family members saved or those you love saved, but yet you need to come and you need to give that thing to God. And oh, what are they going to think of me? Well, who cares? That's what we're talking about. It's more important what God thinks about you. If you go around with those little doors hidden, somebody needs to be up here. I'm not just speaking to me. Somebody needs to be up here and lay aside all the weights and the sins that are trying to beset you and to keep you from going where God wants you to go. And we're going to sing this song, and we're not going to come and ask you anything because God is the one that's going to deal with you. But you can listen. This is church. Everybody has a right. You can come and lay anything down at the altar, and nobody's going to judge you. And if you can't do it at church, then Lord, help us all. It's nobody's business why you come to the altar. Now, amen. But somebody needs to tell us the truth. All right. Start that song again. Play it.
His holy name.
the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Lift up your voice and sing praises to God Almighty.